Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, and good morning, thankful patriots, on this Thursday morning commute, which we should change the name this morning. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't think there are very many people commuting this morning.
Right.
It's still too early for most people to go to Grandma's house.
I should hope so.
They're sleeping in. They're
Grandma
lounging.
Grandma will be really mad if you show up that early.
Yeah. So unless you're supposed to be the one showing up to get the turkey in at 6 o'clock in the morning,
That's right.
Be ready by 2 o'clock. But happy Thanksgiving, all of you.
Yep.
From
that's
the
right.
both of us.
Yep.
We are very thankful for all of you. We're thankful for the many blessings. We're thankful for your support, your heartwarm, your heartfelt. Warm wishes and support, your prayers, your encouragement. The interaction with you guys is just really very, very cool. It's what a blessing.
Yep.
We have many things to be thankful for, and we trust that you do as well. We know we all do. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to dedicate today to Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And by the way,
what
I was
a surprise. Huh?
Yeah, I was also corresponding with the station manager over at KTW. He said, "Hey, could you ask the listeners to stick around at 8 a.m.? We're going to be producing a KTW on KTW, a special, a Thanksgiving dramatic special, probably old time radio drama. You know, I love those. I have a whole collection of those, like Christmas time and things. So I don't know what the details are,
right.
But." I said, absolutely. I love that kind of stuff. I love radio, old radio, and especially drama. You know,
yeah.
Like radio theater.
Yep.
Love
yeah.
it. Orson
Welles. We'll be listening. We'll still have it on at 8 o'clock. So,
yeah.
We'll, yeah, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. We will. We'll be listening. We just won't turn it off. We'll turn off this, and then we'll turn on the live streaming.
That's
and just
right, yeah.
See what's going on out there.
Yep,
see what other people listen to.
That will work.
So, all right. Well, let's get into the word of the day. We've got several things I want to share with you. Some updates I'm sure Lady Liberty wants to bring. But I've got some stuff that I want to share with the about the pilgrims and Thanksgiving and kind of the foundation of Thanksgiving, which Lady Liberty loves the old pilgrim, early America stuff. She's sticking her finger down her throat. I love this stuff. It's so important.
You know, you have it drilled into your head ever since you're in first grade. You know, I mean, I know the pilgrims. It's all cool. It's why we're here and everything.
You're still bitter because you were the turkey in the children's in the pilgrims play in the third grade.
Yeah, right. No, actually, that's not true.
You're not bitter?
No, uh-uh. No, I just, you know, I like Thanksgiving, and I like the fact that we're here today because of what happened there and what those people did. Actually, what's more of an interesting story to me is the extent of the hardships they went through.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
Before they even had any kind of an establishment or were able to get a good foothold. I mean, I think that history is very interesting. And talking about, you know, really, that boy, how many people died even before they were able to set up their own first, you know, kind of town. And so,
right. Plymouth.
Yeah.
They're establishing themselves at Plymouth. We're going to talk about that. I want to share some stuff. And I'm going to read the Mayflower Compact. Hopefully here in segment one, if we can get to it in time. It's not very long, but it is foundational for the whole purpose of our nation, for the people that were thankful to the Lord who preserved their lot. Many of them died. I mean, a lot of them died.
Right.
They're thankful for those who survived and for the reason why they survived. And I believe the reason why we can be thankful today is because God honored them and blessed them for generations to come. And we are reaping the benefits of that today with the liberty that we enjoy.
Without a doubt. Because as we know, God sees all things. And so he knows everything across all times too. So I think that, of course, he's going to, you know, keep his hand over those people and help them to succeed in everything that has happened in America so far. And I think all the way right up till today, I mean, right through this election as well, he's still got his hand over us.
So. I know. Yeah, very exciting. God sees all things, and including the communists who are trying to seize all things.
God sees all things and communists seize all things.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Oh, man.
That is bumper sticker worthy. We need to make that into, gosh, let's crank those out.
Somebody sent me a picture. It's actually a picture of a roadside sign that said, "For your wall in Studio A."
Yeah.
And it says, I'll pull it up here. I got it now. I just bombed it because I had it and I flipped away from it. There we go.
There we go.
The real virus is communism. COVID-19 is just how it spreads.
Well, and see, that just rides right on the heels of what we were saying yesterday, that the real virus is lying, right? You know, it's the liar's virus that has now saturated the nation.
And all these leftist communist mayors and governors are saying, please stay home. We need you to help us avoid a super spreader event. Well, what's coming out of their mouths is the super spreader event.
Yep,
right? There's
exactly.
This the super spread of lies, of misinformation, disinformation, embellishment, control, power, the loss of liberty.
The mass media itself is the super spreader.
The masked media.
There we go.
Yeah, the masked media.
Yep.
Who was that masked journalist? Oh, that was a communist trying to steal more of your liberties and make you be thankful for it. So, super spreader event going on today all over the place in the American Redoubt with patriots gathering with loved ones and family. And I think, you know, most of us are going to survive it.
You know, and speaking of, yes, we are. I mean, we've never worn a mask to date. And look at us. We're healthy as horses. So, you know.
Attacks and stuff, that might be different.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. If you have a heart attack, you are still a COVID victim.
Yeah.
Right. Super spreader events, high cholesterol at all of these dinners today.
You know, I was, speaking of Thanksgiving, we were very fortunate to run into my mom yesterday in the parking lot of the store.
Yeah.
And I'm very thankful for that because I haven't seen her in quite some time. But what she was telling me was that a friend of hers had gone to get tested for this COVID-19 thing. She said that when she got there, the lines were so long that she left. Her friend actually left because she got tired of waiting for so many, I guess, like over an hour. And so then a few days later, she gets this thing in the mail saying that she tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so her friend had never even entered the facility to ever be tested, but she had been, you know, she had an appointment to be there. And so they had her contact information and everything. And so I went, wow, that's
not the first time we have heard that.
Nope. It's
somebody stood in line. They had to leave. They couldn't, they actually did not get tested. And after that, they were notified that they were found to be positive.
Yep.
Unreal. What a racket. This is the kind of stuff that aggravates us when they show us the little pie charts. No, look, the numbers are like way up high. We're as many as May.
Yeah.
I just want to flick it right out, get out of my face.
Yep.
Just flick it right out of their hand on the floor, stomp on it, and tell them to keep that stuff lies away from me.
Yep.
I'm tired of them lying to my fellow countrymen. And you know what? The more people we run into, even moderate people, like they're not into politics. They don't have an axe to grind with anybody. It's all you can do to get them to just vote. They're not politically active. They're irritated over this. They know it's bunk. They're tired of being lied to, and they're getting pretty agitated over it.
Yep. Yeah, it was like the first round people were being polite and trying to honor the possibility that, you know, pandemic could be an issue or could become the issue they're describing it to be. And so people were just mindful and trying to, you know, like I said, be polite. But now we are seeing through exactly what's going on. So
Yep. And others are too. So that's good. There's an awakening happening. Hopefully it'll be enough.
sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Now, you have the you have the word of the day.
Yes.
And the scripture of the day. I'm kind of interested. I'm curious to know what you come up with, because I know you were weighing several and you were praying about it and you felt like the Lord was going to, you know, take you someone. Did you, what direction did you end up going, do you think?
Well, the one that the Lord led me to, I'm going to read for tomorrow, because you and I had this debate about it.
Right.
And you said, no, read this other one. It has to do with Thanksgiving, and so I'm going to read that one.
Well, good. That's cool. Okay, so you got that handy, and we'll do that one today, too, because we're going to pre-record for tomorrow. We're going to take the next couple of days off, folks.
Yep.
And right after this, we are going to go to over the hills and through the woods to Grandma's house. We're going to eat pumpkin pie and turkey and coffee and coffee and pumpkin pie.
Yep,
and
with a bunch of really, really awesome people.
Right.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that, and it's going to be great. And it's going to be our own little super spreader event. And we're going to cough on each other and shake hands and not wash hands until dinner.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to enjoy the heck out of ourselves and each other for the company. So yeah, we're going to pre-record after this, right after this. We're going to have that shot over to the station, have them put it in the queue so you guys can have something to listen to for Friday.
That's right.
So what do you got, Lady Liberty?
Okay, well, so the word of the day for today, Thanksgiving, which is Thursday, right?
All day.
All day. And so the word of the day for today comes to us from Psalm 100, verse 4, which reads, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name." And that's it. And that actually is part of my daily process, to tell you the truth, where it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." And so every morning while I am seeking the kingdom of God through prayer, there's a process that I go through, which is, first of all, repentance and humbling myself before the Lord and repenting of anything that I have done or thought, that may have offended him since the previous day. And then since, because of this exact verse, it says, you know, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And
right.
So, after the repenting, I spend some time, talking to God about all the things that I'm thankful for that he has done for me and in my life. And then I praise him and spend a little bit more time in worship so that by the time I'm ready to enter before him, into his gates, I'm in the right frame of mind. And then, I will submit my prayers at that point. So,
Good. So
that verse is actually very important, and the Thanksgiving especially, because like I said, we have so much to be thankful for, with this nation that we have. In particular,
right.
First and foremost, we're thankful that we belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Because not only is his blood ours, but he is ours as well. And so, you know, because it says we claim the blood, right? That is how
right. You're
saved. You claim the blood. Well, apparently we can claim him as well. And so, yeah, that right there is the first thing to be thankful for, because without him, we've got nothing else. And I would not be able to think of anything else if I didn't have him. So,
that's right.
So very, very much thankful to him first and to all things after that.
Yes. Well, we have a lot of things to be thankful for. And, just this week, we're thankful for the people with the boldness and the courage to not back down.
That's right.
On the face of, illegal actions with the attempted stolen elections. We're also thankful for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Patriot, being released from jail. He still faces charges, but it was just a really awesome thing to see him free right now. Now, I've said Kyle Rittenhouse we need to have a life-size statue of him and to honor him, just like we've honored those who have gone before us, who took a stand against the enemies of our country, or fought for our country, or helped
found
our country, settle, or, you know, part of our heritage. Kyle Rittenhouse just became, this summer, part of American heritage and our history of a conflict, and probably the beginning of the second Civil War in, or the first Communist Revolutionary War in America, or the Second Civil War, however you want to put it, fought for his life and defended himself. And as a result of being released, he was wearing a Black Rifle Coffee Company T-shirt.
Yeah.
And people are saying, oh, he drinks the best coffee in America, you know, and good for him. Well, Black Rifle Coffee Company is under fire right now. They came forward and said, whoa, we didn't sponsor him. We don't have anything to do with him. They start backpedaling.
Yep.
And the Patriots are like, what? I mean, no, we understand you're not. Listen to this statement. This is Black Rifle Coffee Company saying, once they learned of the viral photo and the accompanying allegations that it was sponsoring Rittenhouse, it issued a statement clarifying that it's not sponsoring Rittenhouse and has no opinion on his legal proceedings. I could say, hey, just to be clear, we're not sponsoring him. He wore our shirt. We're glad that he likes our coffee. They could have said that.
Right.
But instead, this is what they said. We do not support legal advocacy efforts. We do not sponsor, nor do we have a relationship with the 17-year-old facing charges in Kenosha, Wisconsin. It's not the 17-year-old. It's Kyle Rittenhouse. That's his name. He's a patriot. Burn it in. Let it burn into your brains, guys. At Black Rifle Coffee Company, which I've been a longtime fan and supporter of, you know, for years. We believe in the integrity of the legal justice system and support law enforcement officials. We're grateful for the continued support of Black Rifle Coffee community and eager to continue serving those who serve. So we support law enforcement officials, right? What about the other? What about the patriots who are defending their lives, a 17-year-old
yep.
with a black rifle?
Yeah.
This is a patriot through and through. We don't support legal advocacy efforts. How about we are hopeful that the justice system will prevail. And from our perspective, it appears that he was forced into a situation where he had to defend himself, but we'll see what the courts say. They could have said something like that, right?
That's right.
But it appears that they're trying to backpedal. The patriot community is really wound up. I talked to Don Amon from Minutemen Coffee, and he's received 4 death threats right now because they've taken a strong stand in support of the rule of law in standing behind Kyle Rittenhouse, assuming that he's presumed innocence until he's proven guilty. We're presumed innocent until we're proven guilty in the United States. That's part of our Constitution.
That's right.
Right? That's our founding documents. That's the rule of law. And so because of this, Minuteman Coffee's received death threats now, while Black Rifle Coffee Company's backpedaling. The Patriots are angry at Black Rifle Coffee Company. People look to, and I guess Joe Biggs mentioned this. He called out Black Rifle Coffee Company and mentioned Minutemen Coffee standing up for Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right.
And now they've received death threats. And they're like,
Antifa.
We are not from Antifa.
Yeah.
They're like, we are not backing down this weird. So I asked Don, can you give us an official statement? He said, absolutely. Now, he posted this already on Parler. I want to share it with you guys. And this is a quote from Minutemen Coffee, one of our sponsors and the best coffee in America, in my opinion.
That's right.
Patriots that don't budge also.
Yep.
While we don't yet know what the final outcome will be for Mr. Rittenhouse, the overwhelming video evidence, his history as a person of American pride, pride in his country, his town, and the community he lived in. Mr. Rittenhouse, at 17 years old, showed incredible courage under extreme and intense pressure as he was chased down by a group of known convicted felons. He defended himself in a situation that very few have had to experience, and is now under attack by the liberal media and the cancel culture of progressive projectionists playing victim as they destroy our cities to get their way. They always look out for an excuse to blame others. They always look out for an excuse to blame others rather than themselves. We promise, now I'm reading the article, I'm reading the statement, the official statement from Minutemen Coffee. We promise that we will always stand true to the Constitution, true to our God-given rights. We know who we are as a company. To support our rights and our first responders, this we will defend. Remember, arm yourself, educate yourself, and for God's sakes, defend yourself. In Liberty, Don Amon, Minutemen Coffee.
Wow, that's awesome.
So all I can say to that is hua.
No kidding.
That's hua right there.
Yep.
That's why we're proud to have those guys as our sponsors, and I'm proud to support them and back them.
Yep.
Those are patriots.
Good job, Don.
Unwavering.
Good yep. job.
And, you know, yep. to heck with the death threats.
Like I have here, Trump just stated, Trump said to his supporters to stand tall. Don't be intimidated by these people. And so, you know, he's talking
exactly.
about all the people involved in the election process and poll workers and canvassers and everybody that were intimidated and harassed and threatened. And gosh, even the GPS woman, not GPS, but,
GPA,
GPA,
right? GSA.
GSA. Yeah. Yes. Let me get that straight here. Good grief. And so, even that woman was threatened with death threats and trying to be coerced into an early declaration,
right.
on their behalf. And so she finally, I think she capitulated because she announced it way too early. But she was afraid for her family and for her pets. And so, she went ahead and made the decision on her own to go ahead and allow the transition team to start receiving $7.3 million for transition funds.
Oh my gosh. What a waste of money.
Yeah.
Right down the, they could have given it to us.
Yeah, exactly. Where are they going to give it back when he is not the president? You know, as soon as right. all this is finished, do we get the 7.3 back or, you know, what happens to that? Is Biden
Sorry.
Just going to give that to Hunter again or you know,
here, go to China, invest
yeah,
this
here,
for me.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. China will love it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm paying you $7.3 million to go strike a deal with China.
Yep.
There you go. There's your wages.
That's right.
Sheesh. Okay. So anyway, when, let's see. When I mentioned Kyle Rittenhouse, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, there needs to be a statue of him to honor him,
yeah.
like some of the other founding fathers and heroes, like Jedediah Smith or, you know, any of these guys, Davy Crockett, right?
Right.
The other thing that I've always said, we need to have a duplicate, a copy of the National Monument to the Forefathers, which is the Recipe for Liberty.
Yeah.
I want to cover this sometime, maybe this coming week. I love this statue, this monument. Kirk Cameron did a documentary called Monumental.
Right.
It is a little known monument to freedom and the founding of our country. But I didn't know this. This is actually on Wikipedia. National Monument to the Forefathers, formerly known as the Pilgrim Monument. I'm like, well, commemorates the Mayflower, Pilgrims,
yeah.
which is here we are on Thursday. And this, I was looking this up. Talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, and should have a statue of him, and we should have a statue of the National Monument to the Forefathers. I was just looking that up this morning to make sure that I had the name of the monument right, and it's the Pilgrim Monument.
Yeah.
And here we are, and this amazing, if you guys get a chance to look this up. But, well, there's more than we have time to cover. So, you know what? We're not going to be able to take a break. We're not going to take a break.
Oh, we're not?
No.
Oh, we just coasted right through the
break. We just coasted right through. But that's okay because what I was going to do is play a song from Johnny Cash. It was the Thanksgiving song.
Yep.
And, I think that would have been really cool. But
well, and we also want to give special thanks today to all of our sponsors who we are so proud of.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we're so proud to be in this group of people that are willing to support us. And, gosh, you know, Katie Armour. All of them, Minutemen Coffee, especially, gosh, I'm super proud of Minutemen Coffee. I just love
yep.
what they just did.
Yep.
And, you know, about the death threats, you know, in all the years of my activities and leading stuff, the whole thing is that you're not really on the map until you get a death threat. So good job.
Yeah, good job. You know, you're doing it right.
That's right.
All right. And don't even look at them sideways. They'll start crying victim, you know, that yeah, that's how they do. They pretend to be victims, but they're not. Communists are not, never will be victims.
Nope.
No matter what you say to them, no matter what you do to them, it's just, they're not victims. Okay.
No.
So don't fall for it.
Right.
I want to share with you the Mayflower Compact because it is foundational to the whole direction of our country and what started it, 400 years ago. A couple hundred years before the Founding Fathers. I mean, the Founding Fathers that we know, James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and those. And this is how it goes. And you can go to mayflowercompact.org and a couple other websites, too, that you can go to. Let me point you to, for those of you who want to celebrate Thanksgiving today, maybe read some stuff to your family. It'll make your teenagers roll their eyes and they just can't stand it. But theholidayspot.com, look up Thanksgiving there. And also mayflowerhistory.com. So let me take you down to the mayflowercompact.org. And I'm going to read to you real quick before as we close out. In the name of God, amen, we, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof do enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and officers from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness thereof, we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini 1620, the year of our Lord, 1620. And that is the Mayflower Compact.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so, well, folks, you have a blessed day today. Learn as much as you can about Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. So we're out of time. We're going to let you guys go, and you just be safe, be blessed. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m. on the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Eat a bunch of pumpkin pie, and blessings to all of you.